During the items of information portion at the end of Tuesday evening's Danville City Council meeting, it was Alderman John Cooper, followed by Vice Mayor Tricia Teague, who mentioned that Village Mall Indoor Family Fun Center Jump Off is being told by mall owner AZT Corporation that they must vacate their location, even though their lease is not up until the month of May. We will tell you that the city identified Tabani Group as the owner of the mall. We called their number and we were told they are AZT Corporation. Tabani is the name of the owner. Now, what was talked about at the end of Tuesday's meeting brought substantial negative feedback from the city council, city personnel, and Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. Mayor Williams mentioned that although AZT is headquartered in Dallas, the owners actually live outside the U.S., and right now there is very little communication between the city and the owners, and the one bit of communication over the last couple weeks was quite negative. The city of Danville wanted to do a market feasibility study focusing on the south portion of the Village Mall. It would have been funded by the city, and as Community Development Administrator Logan Kronk points out, the whole idea was to really explore future possibilities for the use of the mall.
Going nationwide, seeing what other communities have done with what the common trend is of these large-scale malls. What are they turning them into, and what does our community need?
Alderman Ed Butler brought up the question of could part of the mall be used for residential units. Kronk answered absolutely. In fact, Kronk stated that anything other than industrial use would be possible.
We've actually seen examples across the country from just market rate residential to all the way to healthcare type of residential situations like dementia or Alzheimer's living situations. They can be very unique like that.
But Kronk says as soon as the city told AZT that the study takes about 6 to 8 months and that the city would try to expedite the process, the owners told the city they would not participate in the study and not cooperate by giving the city requested information. Mayor Williams says that in his eyes, that makes no sense at all.
If I were a business owner and my business were struggling and a city offered to spend $100,000 to help me figure out a better path forward, I would jump on that chance. So the fact that they have refused to partner with us is shocking, disappointing, and I think it's downright disrespectful to the citizens of Danville and Vermilion County.
Mayor Williams said it was after AZT said no to the study that they served Jump Off with an eviction notice.